January, I've seen things in my life. When there is no trouble and somebody just wakes up something that instigates people. How I job want to my job on Jerry. I job want Jerry, my job for you. They were not there when you were laboring. They were not there when you were building that marriage. They were not there when you were nursing your children. Malaria today, my city tomorrow, another. They just instigate. One woman said to me, I have a ministry towards the elderly. So every year I have a party for them from 60, 65 to 100. The first time I had that event, I would dance with them in groups. 65 to so, they would dance. So, they would dance. And then I would give them food, give them things and others. And they pray for me. I make them pray for me. If I forget, let me remind me. Today, all of you here must pray for me today. And Her Excellency, Mrs. Ayodele, will run this up. Please, it's your assignment here. One of those elderly women, we gave the microphone to her. She said, I sold my gold. I sold everything. I sent my son to America. He graduated. When it was time for me to be enjoying, he married one girl. The girl said, I am a witch. My son has not spoken to me in 4 years. She was crying. Old age tears. That is a curse on that girl. Because with her witchcraft, she sent that boy to school. With her witchcraft. That is why mothers, you know, always lead you to pray that your children will not marry your enemy. And that they will not marry their enemy. My mother-in-law died practically in my hand at the age of 110, blessing me. It was deliberate. I have 2 daughters-in-law. They can't maltreat me. I didn't know it. I did not know it. I was deliberate. My mother-in-law offended me. I overlooked it. She will mess up. I will pass the pieces. I knew what I was doing. Because I want to have rest in the end of my life. There are people, they just step into the family as wife. They begin to instigate yourself. Your mommy's boy. Oh, why now? They begin to instigate. They begin to cause confusion. This one is not greeting that one. That one is not. Some of all of you here know the man in this Nigeria. Big man that died. 13 years later. His will cannot be read. 4 boys only. Same mother. 1 wife. 2 versus 2. It was a son. Correct man. It's one of the last prayer points I will read. I will raise when I'm leading you to pray using the eagle. It's a prayer point I'm going to raise. Instigation. Confusion. If possible, step at least away from whoever is around you. You are carrying your dynasty. You are carrying your tribe. You are representing yourself. I'm representing Felix and Funke Adesumo tribe. Instigation and confusion. I give the spiritual warfare. I come against you. Only you, Nikki Kirini, Laron me, Lot on me, Laleni. Everybody call the name of Jesus and pray. In the Felix and Funke Adesumo tribe, in our dynasty, instigation and confusion. I come against you. I come against you. That is not here today. This spiritual warfare with you. Nobody will instigate our children against us. Nobody will instigate our children against us. Yes, I think you better pray and stop looking around. Felix Adesumo dynasty, I come against instigation and confusion. You will hear us. Thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus, we have prayed. Twice now I have had this story, true life story. And incidentally, those stories took place in Houston, Texas. I don't know what is it about that Houston, that time. One man, we drove past a prison. And I was told that 2 weeks ago, a man was released from that prison after spending 31 years. Because he was released because the person that committed the crime showed up. And the man was 77. When Femi was speaking about, I deliberately brought Femi, he was a cultist. His mother prayed him into destiny. Today he doesn't earn his salary in Naira. He stepped into my office and I saw it. I said, I will go later. I said, I'm going to nurture you by God's grace and I'm going to involve my husband. He kept rising since that time. When I met the mother, I congratulated the mother. Mama, well done. That woman did not give up. Separated him from those causes with prayers. Today he's a pastor. So that you won't think, forget it, you are just leading now. This is because her children are. This is a proof that a mother prayed her child. You can train your child. Thank God for training. I trained my own. You can send them to school. My children have master's degree minimum. I believe in that. But there is what you call the spiritual dimension. That's why we are here. And women, I am rich for you. And I'm laboring over you. And you know these prayers, I can pray them in my house. And I've been praying them. But God raised me for you. And no devil can stop me from helping you. All of you, So the next prayer point now, we want to come against implication. When God was giving me all this prayer, I said, God, mother saw me. We're supposed to be praying. My feet is configured. My God said, spiritual warfare. They are my people. I know what is needed and I know what is ahead. This prayer may be for 6 months, so please pray. We just prayed about implication and confusion. Number two, we want to pray against a cobra. Implication. Is that not what I call it? How can somebody spend 31 years in prison? Only for the person now to now come out and say, don't tell me we live in Banana Island. We live in... Teresa, what's here? I don't have the time to be telling you how a girl had her own birthday party. I spoke with her. I spoke with her. Instead of anything. And she wanted to go and drop somebody off when she mistakenly hit somebody. The person that, as I speak to you, she's in jail. From her birthday party, she's in jail. I spoke to her. I encouraged her. I said, we're praying. God is going to raise help. And God has started raising help for her. Yeah, I don't know how they changed it or something. We want to come against implication. Because in that Acts chapter 19, come and see all the lies they were telling about Paul. Please call the name of Jesus. If you can you get a partner? Hold two hands. Stand as if somebody wants to push you down and you don't want to agree. Call the name of Jesus once and come against. Nobody will implicate my husband at work. Ah! Don't you see people that used to be great and now they are in jail? Nobody will implicate me. Nobody will implicate my children, my grandchildren. And this spirit, and this she said, I plead the blood of Jesus upon my tribe. I plead the blood of Jesus upon my tribe. We shall not be investigated for evil. My tribe shall not be investigated for evil. I plead the blood of Jesus. Stand up. Number two, if If you are married to an officer, naval, soldier, police, general, if you are at the topmost, the head of affairs, wherever you work, please stand up. Allah of Israel, the Yahweh of Israel, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, my God, the God of Funke, Felix, and Yeshua, Baba, any kind of tongue, even anybody, the God of my calling, concerning any of these positions, in the name of Jesus, I silence you. Against you or whoever you are representing today, may God disperse the person. Come on, Rubama, Washa. May Jehovah disperse them. This year is broken and you have escaped. Done. Jesus, take your seat. What? Your Excellency, you are here. She had a vigil. We had a vigil. I had to leave them to go sleep and rest for. And she flew in from Ilorin to be here. Please celebrate the wife of the former governor of Kwara State. Sister, celebrate this woman. She's a gift in this nation. Thank you. You better celebrate her. Your children, who knows what they can become. You better use her as a point of contact. I tell you to celebrate. Take your seat. You will hear her voice. This is somebody who was a caterer when I met her. She was a caterer when I met her. I want to preach at Winner's Chapel in Kano. She served me food. I said, my sister, you've been serving me and serving me with smiles and all that. Some protocols, we just kill the anointing on your life. I said, tell me about yourself. She was the wife of the commissioner at that time. I said, what is it that you need most from God? She said that I want a child. Today she has two. Sometimes you don't know what connects people. Be careful how you run your mouth. Don't abuse her when I'm there. As a mother, ladies, this is a huge sacrifice. Thank you. What? Thank you. I don't know how you did it. What number are we now? Number three. Number one. What is number one? What is number two? Ogun Akoba. The third one now is wrong accusation. This is very strange. How can the Holy Ghost say we should be praying this kind of prayers at Mother's Summit? But you are his people, that's what he told me. Wrong accusation. You know, we're using the life of Paul in Acts chapter 21. They were crying from verse 28. This man, he's teaching people wrongly. He's this, he's that. I'm going to raise a prayer point from that.
Women, hear me. You and I, we are a part of the end time truth. This is the city for women.
God is empowering women, and the devil is jittery. He's not happy. Every woman here, stretch your two hands. She will be wealthy.
You will have your own. Say amen 3 more times.
Hug yourself with those hands.
Your husband's money is sweet, but it is not as sweet as your own.
You need your own.
So that when your husband asks you for 1 million, you say,
when do you need it? I just saw you, Pastor Femi. What a blessing. Thank you, sir. Thank you for coming.
Wrong accusation.
So, I just told you my own now. And they thought I would not survive. I did not just survive, I'm thriving. So you're going to stand up and pray your own now. You're going to decree. My voice, the voices of my children, my husband's voice shall be louder than the noises of our enemies. Decree, decree, decree in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We shall not be subdued. Oh, let get the Yehovah. Our voices shall be louder than the noises of our enemies. The voices of my children shall be very loud. Oh, God, don't you worry about it. Everyone, you come. What you want, you with me.
We shall not be investigated for it.
Thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus, we are prayed. Remember, I told you all the messages that God gave us when we were, I said, my prayer partner, when we were praying, and those things are settled. Some of you that came here with tears, God has wiped your tears. And those 12 babies, you have received them. The next one that you want to pray now, remember, you are praying for yourself and your children, is what I call evil conspiracy. What is not good needs prayer, but it is what is good that needs more prayer. And some people, their enemies are with around them. People that when they say something, people say, ah, we shame so tall. People that are, people can easily believe. Evil conspiracy. This is the first time we are doing this kind of a thing. Charlie Mother Summit. But God told me when I was complaining, God, what kind of prayer point? He said, they are my people. I know what they need and I know the future. Maybe we are praying for your husband about the future. Who knows? Evil conspiracies. Let's say this here with us and first. Sorry, we don't understand your Bible. He says, every evil gathering, you will not any job. You will not look at it. There's no coercion. If they can say whatever you are thinking, whoever has brought a lot of trouble, come in with your hands. We are standing with the Lord. We must keep on to my father's house. Let's go. rationalized enemies. Intellectual manipulations. Institutionalized enemies. They are in authority. They have power. They can do. They can do. If they say that you should go to jail. Institutionalized enemies. Those of you in politics. If I am praying one, pray 10 over this prayer point. If I'm sweating, sweat. Institutionalized enemies. And mothers, you are here. This one, we are going to pray touching our loins or our wombs. We are not doing magic. That is the center of gravity. Wherever they are planning it, any institution that is going to be against my children, maybe now 20 years time, if Jesus comes, any institutionalized enemy against my husband, if it's a bank, if it's a political organization, if it's a ministry, no one can just wear nearly one move. Are you praying? In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I come against anything that is not institutionalized enemy. In the name of Jesus, I want you on the power. I want you on the cover. As you are planning it, devil will be scattering it. I decide to take the name of Jesus over my husband, over my children, over my ministry. Over me, in the name of Jesus. Let us stop all the problems and deliver us. Let us get from the source of the brothers and deliver us. In the name of Jesus. Every damn of the gates, it will not pass up. Even our mistakes will not matter. Even if we make mistakes, institutionalized enemies. So thank God. Somebody will just stand up and say, see, there is no matter. Our mistakes will not matter in the name of Jesus. Our you and the power. Thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus, we have prayed. I'll just do maybe two or three more. So the next one is delay. After Paul was arrested, they put him in one house. For 2 years, they didn't bring his case up. What? All those epistles he wrote, Ephesians, Ephesians, he was fighting from house arrest. 2 years. Just because Paul said, I must be Rome. I must fulfill destiny. My children are convicted to me. We must get there. See what rose up against him. If you get to read all these things from Acts chapter 19 to chapter 27, all these prayer points, I got them from there. Delay. This is how we do it at Mother's Committee. This one, you don't need anybody to join hands with you. You will stand. You will stay. I create space for my children at the top. At the top, so I push you to the top. I come against the delay. We are here. Jam, bro. School starts here. I say, Ferrara, bro. I say, Ferrari. It's delay now. I push out. Make sure your children are there. I can't stop at the top. Finish that rest of my children. Your mercy will not leave you behind. Your mercy will not leave you behind. Your mercy will not leave you behind. I push you forward. I push you to the top. There will be more finishing now. I have your father. I push you up. I bless them for you. In total that matters. You will matter. You will matter. You will matter. You will matter. This is a day to my children. This is a day to my children. Nobody lives. You will make it on time. Make it on time. Make it on time. Let your father. In the name of Jesus, we have prayed. How can somebody cut your daughter for 2 years and send me shame? What rubbish is that? It's delay. Can your child be married and there's no baby? It's delay. Let the ground open and swallow God's disease. At this time, we're about to pray for our firstborn. My firstborn stood here and he told you his story. Oju me wi. I saw pepper over his life before he became what he is today. At a point, he was schooling in England. To cut the story short, my firstborn and my lastborn graduated on the same day. Firstborn. Firstborns are not born, they are made. Psalm 89, verse number 25. God has made him the firstborn. Firstborns are not born, they are made. At the age of 12, you will see me praying. There are battles against the firstborn. Abraham's firstborn was Ishmael. So it was the secondborn that took the place, Isaac. Isaac's firstborn was Esau. It was Jacob that prospered. Jacob's firstborn was Simeon, a Reuben. It was Joseph, number 8, that took the place. Even Joseph, when his firstborn was to be blessed, the grandfather crossed the hand. Said, "Just remember that firstborns are not. Firstborns don't. Just like, let my own be different." He said, "No. Firstborns. There are battles. Some of you are here. The firstborn, and it is your junior sister that is giving you clothes. Some of you are here. You are not the firstborn, but you know how you are taking care of your brother. It's not for God and you. You know what I'm talking about. Oh, go firstborn. You want to demolish it. It's only your firstborn you want to pray for now. And if you're a grandmother, select those firstborn, the first, and pray. You are the excellency of dignity. I tell you, you are the beginning of our strength. You shall excel. She has the excellence of dignity. She has the beginning of our strength. Excel. She will not be at the mercy of your siblings. She will not be at the mercy of your siblings. She will not be at the mercy of your siblings. Whatever we are doing, everyone, and yet tomorrow, everyone for me. I am your mother and your grandmother. The last one until I have ministered to two groups of people. This year I studied the eagle and I learned 11 things from the life of the eagle. Amazing things. I think we have 8,500 birds on earth and the eagle is a chunk of it. I only want to lead you to pray one out of the 11. I've been using those 11 to pray since the year began. Usually, every eagle lays 2 eggs. Usually. And 99% of the time hatches the 2. 99%. The eagle doesn't abort. It's hard.
when the eggs are hatched, one must be bigger than the other. Two, same mother, but one must be bigger than the other. 99.9% of the time, the bigger one kills the smaller one. Sibling rivalry. Even among eagles. I have a sister that has not spoken to me in 3 years. Just because God lifted my head. Cut your head for them, it won't work. Pay their house rent, build house for them. Koto. They must shall be you. So at a point you say to yourself, the Bible says, as much as it lies within your power. So if it is not within my power, I can't kill myself. Pay their school, children's school fees is not enough. Build them house. Go and take it on credit or many times. Credit! I will be paying master. Yes. Brother, won't greet you. This sibling rivalry of a thing, this matters for me. Started for me and in my life as a single person, as a single lady. I didn't know who will marry me. I started praying for my children as a single person. The owner of Disney, Walt Disney, when they were doing something recently, and somebody stood up and said, "Ah, see what it has become. Oh, see what it has become. Only wish that what we are like to see." The wife took the microphone and said, "Ah, he saw it before he died. It's because he saw it, that's why we have it. This mother told me, I saw it 30 years ago. What is that? I've been married 35 years. Like 37 years ago. 10 years ago, God said to me, go and teach them as I have helped you. This people rivalry, it may not be happening now, but I want you to pray ahead. Don't hold anybody's hand. It is your own hand you will hold. You will bind your children and their spouses together. My children will not marry any girl that will come and scatter the feelings and get you vagina. Call the name of Jesus and pray this serious prayer. Are they just I bind you together in love with the covenant of Jehovah. As the Lord come of Israel's sister, no party, no any of relation, nobody will come back in relationship. Any power in any civilization, I hide you in the pavilion of the Almighty. By the mercy of the Lord, that decree that is my will. Thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus, we have prayed. Everybody wait, so we're so close. The last two, very crucial. But wherever you are, I want to pray for you. If you are sick in your body, raise your right hand up. I don't care what the doctors have said, I cut that sickness to its roots. The snare is broken and you have escaped. In the name of Jesus. Some of you put out your hands up. We pray the Lord said to us that you've not enjoyed your husband, you know, since you got married, maybe honeymoon 3 months, and then there will be something, and then there are issues in the marriage. It's your marriage, it's your own, you are the owner. But sometimes some things will just happen. This one will happen, that one will happen. I want to pray for you. Everybody, this is serious. Raise your right hand up. I command, let the storm be calm. One day, I really share that testimony with us. The God that did it is still alive. Today, I decree, let the storm be calm. Everyone troubling your marriage, God will trouble them. Things you cannot share with anybody, God is hearing now. He will wipe your tears. From now on, you will enjoy. Whenever you do more, put down your hands. You are here today, you want to commit your heart to Jesus. You want to give your life to Jesus. You've seen troubles in life. All you backslid,
things have happened that shouldn't have happened. I want to pray with you before I raise the last prayer point. Raise up your right hand and put it, God bless you, put it on your chest and say after me. Please, everybody, let's join them. Say, my Father and my God, I come to you today as a sinner. Lord Jesus, come into my heart, forgive me my sins, be my Lord and my Savior. Write my name in the book of life. Today, I am born again. I thank you, Lord, for hearing my prayer, for I have prayed in Jesus' name. Lord, please save these souls. When Jesus comes, let them be a part of the wedding gate. Let them meet Him. Thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus. Everybody give the Lord a big hand.